Okay, great. So again, this is Julie Harris, and this is Scripts and Prospecting. Last week, through many special requests, and a lot of students came to this class as a result of us talking about expireds a couple of weeks ago. Remember, the most expireds happen when the months change. Why is that? Well, because realtors like to write their listing contracts to expire on either the 30th or the 1st of the month. So here's a little secret for you. On all of your listings, look at, if you have a six-month listing, you fast forward and you ask yourself, what month is it 6 months from now? And then you just have it expire on whatever holiday falls in that month, right? So if it's going to be May, have it expire on Memorial Day at the end of the month. Why? Because nobody's going to be prospecting during that time. July 4th, okay, things can expire on Christmas. Have your listings expire on holidays because you'll say, I've got a holiday coming up, I've got to make sure nothing's expiring, and because there won't be fewer agents prospecting your expireds. Better yet, don't have any expireds. Only hunt them. Don't have them yourself. So we've been on this expired rampage, so to speak, expired palooza, and your mission is to list as many expireds right now as humanly possible to build your listing inventory for going into next year. Now, if you're listening in the future as a call replay, doesn't matter. The answer is always have more listings, okay? So last week, we did the expired script. I'm not going to re-go over that this week because you have that in your lecture replays. You have the script posted at harrisrealestateuniversity.com. So if you haven't listened to that call, that's your homework. If you have but you haven't actually prospected expireds, that's your homework, okay? And today we're going to talk about how to follow up on those expireds. So remember that of the agents who actually prospect expireds, and I got to tell you, your impression generally is that everyone you know calls expireds all the time. Okay. Now walk through your office right now, and listen how many people are actually calling expireds. There's probably one or two agents in your office that are really good at it, and most of their business comes from it, but it is not everyone you know. So note to self, be the one who does prospect expireds. That's stage one. Stage two, be the one who follows up, okay, because the agents who are really, really great at expireds, and that's some of you on this call, the agents who are great at expireds do it every day, and they list what we call the low-hanging fruit. They do it in, at a high enough level that they'll call today and list something tomorrow or the next day, okay? Now, along the way, following up is what gets you the business, okay? So until you are to the point where you can make 10 calls and take one listing today, 10 calls and take one listing tomorrow, 10 calls and make one listing the next day, okay, until you're there, you're going to get a lot of stuff from your follow-up because the agents who are absolutely the best at expireds, they don't follow up that much, okay? It's normal and natural, especially in today's market, that it's going to take you 5 to 8 phone call follow-ups in some cases to actually get the listing. So what? What is that, a total of an hour of your time? Okay. So some of you don't do any expired follow-up because you don't know what to say or how to say it. Well, guess what? We have scripts for that. They're called the HREU Expired Lead Follow-Up Scripts, and they are posted online at Harris Real Estate University. So in most cases, and we're going to go over this today, again, these are all typed out, printed up. All you have to do is, print it and use it. Okay, so this has been done for you. I just want you to pay attention. We're going to go over these scripts a couple times. In most cases, you're going to be using these scripts to leave messages. So that answers some of your questions. I see several of you sent in a question. When I'm prospecting expired, should I leave messages? Yes is the answer. Absolutely do leave messages. However, don't make them too long. Do make them of value, a call to action. Okay? So yes, absolutely I want you to be leaving messages, and I'm going to tell you exactly what to say and how to go about this. Okay? So let's listen up. Again, in most cases, you're leaving messages. However, these scripts work in person as well. You just have to keep yourself organized and listen. If you have somebody live, you know, I see, especially with new script students, part of learning scripts, you know, there's one thing to know the script and memorize it and use it all the time and do a role play or whatever. It's another thing to use it and have internalized it to the point where you can actually listen to what the person on the other end of the phone or on the other side of the table is actually saying to you. So get in the habit of writing down what they're saying, okay? So listening is something you can only get good at by actually doing, okay? If I were to teach a class all on listening, you know, and we do have some listening tips that we have posted in the class, you know, that's one of those things, it's hard to make you do it. It's hard to teach you to be a really good listener. So just note to yourself, if you're actually doing these scripts with a live person, slow yourself down. There is no clock ticking telling you you have to get through the script in 30 seconds flat. Okay. In fact, you do a crappier job when you're worried about how long you're on the phone. I don't care how long you're on the phone. Connect with the person and set the appointment. I don't care if you're on the phone for an hour talking to them about their situation. If you end up with an appointment, great. Okay. It does not matter to me how quickly you deliver the script. So, secret number one. Lots of agents call on expireds, though not as many as you guys like to think. But especially the ones that do call expireds, they call right when the house expires. After all, that is what we teach you. However, almost no one actually follows up if they don't get the listing immediately. Be the one who follows up. Many agents who list expireds regularly report that the sellers always say, and we used to hear this all the time, you're the only one who followed up. Everybody called me the day it expired, but you're the only one who followed up. Be the only one who follows up. You'll be the one with the listing. Secret number two, part of why all this follow-up is required is because the decision process is because of the time and of the decision process required by the sellers. They're stressed out. Many of them never thought in a million years they'd be in this situation. Remember, a lot of sellers start out thinking their house is better than everyone else's, and that's why they're going to get more money than everyone else. And gosh, you know, they've done so many upgrades, and they watch HGTV every weekend, and they have all these great little weekend projects, and they've got all this blood, sweat, and tears in their house. They never thought in a million billion years that it would be expired and not sold today. So it takes time for them to work all of that process and to think about what their options are, particularly if they are now in a short sale situation or will potentially be once they know they have to price it right. And, you know, that's another big thing you guys are coming across on expireds. Just because you guys have been hearing about short sales for the past 3 or 4 years does not mean that every seller you talk with understands the fact that they don't have to pay your commission on a short sale, okay? Some of them are thinking about being for sale by owners. Right now, today, there are expireds in your market who are buying a FSBO sign because they think that your commission is going to make them broke. And they think the only way they can break even on their house is to sell it themselves. And because you haven't bothered to call them yet today, you are creating a FSBO in your own market. That's some kind of real estate sin. I think, you know, there should be jail time or something, you know. So I'm trying to make you guys feel guilty about causing FSBOs by not calling expireds. It makes sense. So just because you know that the seller walks away, sometimes even with money in their pocket now, doesn't mean that all those expireds understand any of that. So part of why all the follow-up is required is because it's an educational process. They need to look to you to understand what their options are, okay? They're getting advice from everyone they know. Are they getting advice from you? Your job is to be their trusted real estate advisor in their time of need. Be realistic and don't get frustrated. It's a process, but the one who's there when they're ready is the one who takes the listing. So it's normal that you have a batch of expireds that you're sort of incubating and, you know, you're helping them think through what their options are. You're educating them. You're sending them articles like, you know, all of the different things we're teaching in the short sale class that shows them that there's no tax ramifications for them in most cases. You are being their trusted real estate advisor. Just makes sense. So how do we handle that in terms of the actual lead follow-up and the messages that you're leaving? So, again, remember that this is already all posted for you online. So if you miss a couple of words, that's okay. We've already done it for you. Message number one. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. This is Julie Harris with ABC Realty. I was really surprised to see that your home expired today or that your home is no longer being marketed. It looks like a great house. I just wanted you to know I specialize in helping people who are in your exact situation. I would welcome the opportunity to see your home and get to know you better so we can determine the best game plan to get it sold for you. If selling your home is still the goal, contact me today at one phone number. Don't leave them all your 17 different voicemails and cell phone numbers. One phone number that you actually check the voicemail on, ideally your cell phone. Okay? So look at this message. I was surprised to see that your home is no longer being marketed. It looks like a great house. You might have even shown it. If you did, you better say so. Okay, I showed it myself 2 weeks ago. I know it's a great home. I just wanted you to know that I specialize in helping people who are in your exact situation. And I'd welcome the opportunity to see your home and get to know you better so we can determine a game plan to get it sold for you. If you still have to sell your home, contact me today at blah, 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 blah. Okay? That was message number one. Okay? So let's say it expired today. You're calling today. You're leaving a message. Now, on all of these messages, guys, none of this will work if you sound like sometimes you sound when I call you or when I listen to your own voicemail. If you sound like you could give a crap about their situation, hey, this is Bob. Give me a call back. I know your house expired today. Okay? Nobody's going to call you back. You've got to be absolutely fascinated with their situation, absolutely compassionate about what's going on with them. I was so surprised to see that your home is no longer being marketed. Gosh, what happened? Looks like a great house. I just wanted you to know I specialize in helping people in your situation. And I'd welcome the opportunity to see your home and get to know you better so we can determine the best game plan to get this thing sold for you. If you still have to sell it, call me today at this number, okay? You've got to have energy and enthusiasm in your voice. You must show compassion for their situation. Otherwise, no one will call you back. And that's not just regarding expireds, guys. That's everything that you're doing in real estate, especially in a distressed market like you find yourselves in right now. Message number two, and again, you may end up leaving all of these messages in the space of a couple of weeks. The rule of thumb is this. Until they have either told you to go jump in a lake, or they have listed with you, or they have listed with someone else, you continue to call for all five messages. I think we have five. Might be four. Let me look. Five to six messages, okay? If you still have no response, then you can give up and call it a dead lead. Until then, you have not done your job for that person until you've made it through all of these messages, okay? Which means you've got to be organized, keep a notebook of all this stuff, who's who. On one of the superstar interviews, one of our superstars said regarding lead follow-up, it is not their job to call me back. It's my job to find them. And I think that was a big light bulb for many of you. So it is your job to help these people. It is not their job to hunt you down. Okay? That's an ego issue for some of you, and it's a misunderstanding issue for others of you. Okay? Message number two. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. This is Julie Harris again with ABC Realty. Remember me? I left you a message last week about selling your home. Again, I specialize in helping people in your exact situation. People have been frustrated because the home selling process didn't end with a sale. If you still have to sell your home, I'd love the opportunity to get together with you and put together the right sales plan in order to get the home sold for you this time. Simply give me a call today at blah, 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 blah to schedule a time that's convenient for you. Message number three. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. This is Julie Harris with ABC Realty again. I'm excited to call you today to let you know about some of the great new opportunities that are out there and available to you both as a seller and possibly even as a buyer, depending on your situation. Now that interest rates have dropped, more qualified buyers have joined the market and are looking for homes just like yours. I'd love to share with you how you can benefit by getting your home back on the market ASAP. My number is blah, 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 and I would be happy to schedule a time to meet with you that's convenient. Okay? So now I'm talking about buyers, talking about interest rates. I'm giving them something of value and a reason to call me. Okay? Again, maximum energy and enthusiasm. If you have to post on your wall maybe you even write on your wall, E&E, that stands for energy and enthusiasm. People list with people who sound excited. People blow off people that sound like they don't care or sound like they themselves need a good listing agent, okay? So would you list with you? Would you work with you? Or would you fire you because you have an inability to call people back on time or because you don't sound enthusiastic about what you do? Okay, ask yourself that question. All right, so message number four. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. This is Julie Harris with ABC Realty. And again, gosh, I was so surprised to see that your home isn't being marketed anymore. You know, sometimes even the best homes like yours don't sell. However, some exciting changes have taken place in the market, which may make it easier to get it sold now. My goal is to net you the most money for your home in the least amount of time with the fewest hassles to you. If that interests you, please contact me as soon as possible at blah. Now, you might modify that if you know it's a short sale. And say something like, there are lots of interesting opportunities for homeowners who are short selling their homes. In fact, just last week, I had a closing myself with one of my own clients where Chase, their lender, gave them $5,000 to relocate. I'd love to tell you about some of those opportunities and help you discover whether perhaps your lender has a special program like that for you. Again, depending on the situation and how much you know about them, right? Now, that being said, some of you, for some wacky reason, have decided, oh, I only prospect non-short sale expireds. Are you crazy? Short sale expireds will let you price it in such a way it will sell and are unquestionably motivated. I don't know why any of you cherry pick not talking to short sale expireds. What is up with that? Okay. So revise if that's how you're looking at your expireds. Okay. Again, the topic of today's call is your expired lead follow-up, and these are your messages. Some of you joined the call late. It will be posted later at harrisrealestateuniversity.com under lecture replays. Make sure you listen to it or re-listen to it. Message number five. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. This is Julie Harris again with ABC Realty. And gosh, I've noticed that you haven't yet relisted the home, and as far as I can tell, it also hasn't sold. I'm concerned you're missing a great opportunity to get it back on the market and get it sold this time. Since rates have come down and buyers are now coming out of the woodwork, gosh, I've seen a lot of homes start to move again. If you need yours to be one of them, I'm the right agent for you. Call me today at blah, 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 blah. Now, at this point, you're probably wondering whether these people even live on this planet. They might not have called you back. So here's your final message. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Again, this is Julie Harris with ABC Realty. I just wanted to let you know that I'm here for you should you wish to get your home back on the market. Best way to reach me is blah, 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 blah. Now, after you have done that, again, we're talking about homes that have expired, that have not either relisted with you or someone else, and have not told you to jump in a lake, okay? If you have gone through all five messages plus your final message that we just did, you're going to put the expired in a file for 3 months, put it on ice, and then follow up. If no response after then, you can put it in the shredder, okay? So this is what we mean by relentless lead follow-up. And this goes not just for expireds, but also for sale by owners, for any leads that you have reason to believe are motivated. Certainly expireds, we have reason to believe that they are motivated, okay? So five messages, final polite message leaving the door open, put them on ice for 90 days, call them again, and if you still have no response, then you're done with them, okay? Relentless lead follow-up. Now, in most cases, you're going to get a call back after message number one or message number two, and in some of those cases, they're going to say, I just relisted with my old agent, or I'm taking a break until after the holidays, whatever the case may be. You're going to get a call back, okay? So if it takes you, on average, three messages, so what? At least you'll know it takes you three messages. Big deal. What else are you doing, okay? So your homework, then, is to create your regular expired process. And we discussed that quite a bit on last week's call, that your job is to prospect fresh expireds, in other words, the ones that expired at midnight, this morning, last night, however you think of it. And then you're going to also call 30, 60, 90-day-old expireds, and you're going to follow up until they either put a restraining order on you because you're following up so relentlessly or until you get the listing, okay? I'll give you another little mini hint, and I talked about that a little bit last week. Some of the best expireds you can find are, if you can find them, small builders with multiple listings to give you. Even if that means if you've got four listings and you have to give that builder a 5% or some kind of a deal on their listing fee, so what? You got four listings out of them. That's fantastic. Think of the buyer sides you're going to get. Think of the opportunity to get both sides of the deal. So if you can find expired new construction, that can be excellent for you. You know, obviously the short sale discussion, stop cherry picking yourself away from short sales. We love those because you guys, most of you, know how to close them. If you don't know how to close them, we have turned you on to Titanium Solutions to help you with that. If you don't know how to close them and you've never been in my short sale class, well, we can teach you how to do that, as most of you know. So your job is to be calling expireds every day, just like you brush your teeth. It'll take you an hour or less. And let's say, you know, looking at realistic numbers, let's say that you make 50 phone calls this week, you reach 20 people, you get three leads to follow up on, and one listing. You did that every week, what would your business look like? Some of you still focus on what you're not getting instead of what you are getting. So if you call 10 people and five of them aren't home, you wander around your office going, I'm not calling expireds anymore, nobody's ever home. Versus asking yourself, what's going on with the people you did talk with? Who should you be following up with? Who should you be door knocking today? Focus on the ones who you can talk to, okay? So if you need any extra help with expired prospecting or any other types of lead generation, all you have to do is ask for a free coaching call with me, and we'll talk about that. Maybe we'll even role play some things, some objection handlers, the scripts, whatever you need. Can go over to the live chat button and say, hey, need a coaching call with Julie to help me with my scripts. Don't just say, I want a free coaching call. You need to have a topic that you want to work on. That way we have a mission on our call together. All right? Now, for those of you who know, and this is a whole batch of you on this call, there are some of you who know that you are really good at expireds when you call them. I'm talking to you right now. If you know that every time you call expireds, you get a listing or at least leads to follow up on, why are you not doing that every single day of your life? That is just really amazing to me. For some of you, it's because you're super crazy busy and you need some time management help, and I can help you with that on a free coaching call. Others of you need to be graduate students so that you have a higher level of accountability to get some of this stuff done. So if that's you, you need to ask whether you qualify to be a graduate student. Call the office, 866-422-9497. We are taking a few new graduate students for next year, but you need to be ready to work. So if you have any questions, you know what to do. Your homework is be in hot pursuit of expireds. Many of you started calling them last week. We've been talking about expireds for a couple of weeks now, but you haven't followed up on any of those leads. So use these lead follow-up scripts that we did today to help take it to the next level. Have a fantastic week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.